604 in the church Bibles. And this is a thanksgiving psalm. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. And our second reading this morning is taken from the book of Romans, and it's on Romans chapter 8. Beginning at verse 31, which you'll find on page 1135 in the church Bibles. So Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 31. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Jesus Christ, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of God.
Thank you, John, very much. We have lots to give thanks for, don't we? And here are the things I wrote down from what you said earlier. Families, friends, vegetables, central heating, autumn leaves, houses, life, school prayer groups, and of course, Jesus. Now, Psalm 100 helps us to give thanks. So would you please turn back to that? You'll find it on page 604. And you see, right at the top, actually, can we play the keynote presentation now, please? It should be there. Yeah, excuse me a minute. Just play. That's it. So do you see right at the top, it says it's a psalm for giving thanks. So it's going to help us to give thanks to God. Now, let me tell you how the psalm works. It tells us to do three things. It says, shout for joy. Then it says, worship the Lord with gladness. And then come before him with joyful songs. They're all about giving thanks. Then it tells us to know three things. It says, know that the Lord is God. Know that he made us and that we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And then it tells us to do three more things. And again, they're all about giving thanks. Have a look. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Give thanks to him. Praise his name. And then we're told to know three more things. The Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Three things to do, three things to know, three more things to do, which are all about giving thanks, and three more things to know, and they're all about God. And I think the man who wrote this psalm is quite excited, don't you? I think he's got quite excited about giving thanks to God. But why? Well, there are two big things, two big reasons that he wants to give thanks to God. And the first is this, that the Lord is God and makes us his people. That's what verse 3 is saying. Know that the Lord is God, it is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. The Lord is God and makes us his people. The Lord is God. Nobody else is God. Nobody else has ever been God. Nobody else ever will be God. God doesn't share being God with anyone else, and he doesn't take it in turns being God with anyone else. He is God, the God who made everything, the God who chose Israel, the God who is the Father of Jesus Christ. He makes us his people, and we belong to him. We are his, says the psalm. I wonder if anybody knows who this man is. I'd be very impressed if you do. His name is José Mauricio dos Anjos. He is a football fan. He's a fan of the Brazilian club Flamengo. In fact, he's such a keen fan that if you look closely, he's had the team's shirt tattooed onto his body. I would not recommend you do this at home. It took 92 hours, over 32 sessions. And the thing that gets me, it's the 2015 shirt, so what's he going to do when they change their strip? There's no doubt that Jose, we'll call him, is very proud to belong to Flamengo Football Club and to say, they're my team, I belong to them. Are we proud to belong to the Lord? The psalmist is, he says, we are his. We are his people. He made us his. We didn't do it ourselves. Nobody else did it for us, but the Lord did. He gave his son to die for us, in our place so that we could become his children. Sometimes our family is referred to as Team Hobbs, I guess because there are so many of us. And we are a kind of team, aren't we? And you may know that in your family. Well, how much better to belong to Team God? Or if you like, Team Jesus. That's the team we're on. He's made us his team, his people, all together, and we are his. We are like the sheep of his pasture. It says, here's a shepherd with his sheep, and there is pasture there, isn't it? You can just see it. So the Lord feeds us and cares us and for us and leads us and guides us and protects us because we are his. So that's the first big thing to give thanks for. The Lord is God, and he makes us his people. And here's the second big thing. The Lord is good and loves us forever. And you see, that's what verse 5 is saying. The Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. The Lord is good and loves us forever. I came across this wedding photo the other day. Oh, look, it's my son Joe and his new wife Alice. How did that happen? Well, it's perfectly clear they love each other, isn't it? And I was there, and in the service, they promised to do that, to love. But they added these words, till death us do part. Because actually, they won't be able to do it forever, sadly. There'll be a day when they have to let go. But the Lord won't have to do that. He's not limited. He raised Jesus from the dead, and he can love forever. And he'll never have to let us go. I wonder, what do you think is the most permanent thing in the world? You got some ideas? Maybe you just want to chat to your neighbor. What do you think is the most permanent thing that will last the longest in our world? What do you think? Mountains, thank you. Atoms, very clever, yep. Death and taxes. Speaks the lawyer. I certainly thought mountains. I thought the mountains and the stars. There's a wonderful picture of some mountains and some stars. But of course, God's love is more permanent than the mountains and the stars. He has always loved, and he always will. He was there before the mountains, and he'll be there longer than the stars to love us. Do you know what's the greatest number of generations of the same family alive at one time today? Anybody guess? The greatest number of generations of the same family alive at one time in the UK. Did you know the answer? It is six. It is six. That's about, and here they are. Here they are. All the way from great, great, great grandma Ruby down to little great, great, great granddaughter Portia. At least that was 2017. I hope they're still alive. So, it's possible to love for six generations for us. But God is not limited to six. It says his faithfulness continues through all generations. That is, he loves through all generations, hundreds upon hundreds of generations. There are things that stop us loving each other, aren't there? Things that stop us being loved by other people. We have quarrels. We drift apart. We might move away to another country. We die. But none of those things stop God loving us. The Lord is good and loves us forever. Here's how St. Paul puts it in those famous words we read earlier on in Romans chapter 8. He says, I am convinced that neither death nor life, not even those things, nor anything else in all creation, just in case we thought anything else might be able to do it, nothing at all will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's why this man wants to give thanks. The Lord is God and makes us his people. The Lord is good and loves us forever. Do you know that God is happy? God is a happy God, and so his people are meant to be happy people. And what makes God happy is to make us his people and to love us forever. He really enjoys doing that. And what makes us happy is to know those things, that the Lord is God and makes us his people, that he's good and loves us forever. So let me ask you as we finish, are you giving thanks? Are you doing what this psalm tells you to do? Shouting for joy, worshiping with gladness, coming with joyful songs, entering with thanksgiving, giving thanks and praising his name. If you're not, or you don't feel like doing those things, well, this psalm will help you because it's for giving thanks. And do you know the things that this psalm tells you to know? Do you know that the Lord is God, that he made us, that we're his, that he's good, that his love endures forever, and his faithfulness through all generations? Again, if you don't know those things, you're not quite sure of it, this psalm will help you. So why not make sure you read it before the light goes out tonight and use it to pray and give thanks to God. And maybe you'll find yourself getting quite excited, just like the psalmist did. Well, let's do that. Let's read it together as we close, and I'll then lead us in a prayer. Together, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Lord, we give you thanks and praise your name because you are God and you make us your people, because you are good and love us forever. In your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to sing, which is just right